There was sad news this week from Iraq. I don't know if you saw the news, and the ISIS militant group had taken the city of Mosul in northern Iraq, which is the second biggest city in the country. And after they had taken it, they had started going around and taking down the crosses off of all the churches and putting up their black flag in its place. And then there were men going and spray painting all the buildings owned by Christians. They printed a little N. Well, the nun, the letter in the Arabic alphabet that's an N, looks like a U with a dot over it. And that's what they were spray painting to mark the Christian properties. And then they were basically telling the Christians that they had three choices. They could convert to Islam, they could pay a protection tax, or they could die. Those were their options. And so this week, pretty much all of the Christians that were living in Mosul, more than 30,000 people probably, fled the city. They took what they could and they left. They were stopped at checkpoints at the city gates. As they were leaving the city, they were stopped, and the militants robbed them of money. They took cell phones and stuff like that. So the people arrived in the safer villages with nothing, little more than their own lives and their own faith. They did that to save their faith. They left the city to save their faith. And they were right to do that, because their faith is more precious than anything else that they own. This is what Jesus is talking about in the gospel today. The faith is more precious than everything else you have put together. That's why the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field. And a man goes and sells everything he has to buy that field. Why? Because if he buys the field, he has the treasure, which is worth more than everything else that he owns. Or it's like a merchant who's searching for pearls. And he finds a pearl of great price. He goes and sells everything else to own that pearl. Imagine a man who spent his whole life looking for good pearls. Finds one that's he's never seen anything like it before. Worth more than everything he's ever owned. This is what it is to discover the faith. To discover the power of faith in Jesus Christ. Worth more than everything else that we have in this world. Our faith in Christ gives us hope in the darkness, gives us light on our path, gives us joy in our suffering. Our faith is worth more than everything else that we have. I'll be doing a baptism at the 10:30 Mass at St. Ambrose. And I think again about the light of the gift of baptism. At every baptism, we give someone a burning candle. And we say, parents and godparents, this light of faith has been entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. This is the faith that lights our way. But our faith has to grow as we grow. And if it doesn't, you end up facing adult problems with a 6-year-old faith or a 10-year-old faith. Our faith has to grow as we grow. And so often we end up trading away our faith a little bit at a time, you know. I'm kind of tired this weekend. I don't think I really want to go to church. I'll go next week. Not a big deal, right? Well, little by little we can end up trading away the faith that we've been given. Or when we say, well, I don't really understand why the church teaches this and it doesn't make sense to me and it's too hard, so I'm not going to follow that. We end up trading away our faith a little bit at a time. But our faith is more precious than anything else that we own. More precious than anything else we've encountered. Those of you that have fallen in love know what I'm talking about. You get that feeling like, wow, I'd give up everything to spend the rest of my life with this person. And as a guy, you start trying to figure out how to get her to pay attention to you, to notice that you exist. Why? All of a sudden, the rest of the world doesn't matter so much. You're willing to trade it all for love. That's the sense of our faith. That the love of God is worth more than everything else we have. And we should be willing to trade it all to hold on to God's love. There was good news this week. Miriam was able to leave Sudan. Don't know if anybody heard her story. Miriam's a Christian woman who is married to a Christian named Daniel. But her father was Muslim, and under Islamic law, that makes her Muslim too. So she was brought to court. Her relatives had brought a lawsuit accusing her of apostasy, of leaving the Muslim faith. And because Sudan follows Islamic law, that crime is punishable by death. So she was found guilty of apostasy. She was also found guilty of adultery for living with her own husband. Because under Islamic law, a Muslim woman is not allowed to marry a Christian man. A Muslim man can marry a Christian woman, but not the other way around. Why? Because they're hoping to gradually conquer the whole world. That's true. That's Islam. So, she was accused of apostasy. She was found guilty. She was sentenced to die. She was pregnant with their second child, and she gave birth to her child while she was in prison. Well, on appeal, they had overturned the sentence, and she was able to go free. So she and her husband and got ready to leave the country. They were stopped at the border. They were stopped at the airport. The accusation that their travel documents weren't correct. And they'd been living in the U.S. Embassy while the American diplomats were trying to negotiate for her to leave. Her husband is a U.S. citizen. Well, the Americans didn't get so far, but the Italians tried, and they got it. I don't know how they do this, but you know, they got ways of doing stuff. So she got on, she was able to board a jet, and she flew to Rome, and she and her family had an audience with the Pope this week. It was really beautiful, encouraging. Why? Because she had held on to her faith. If she had been willing to let go of her faith, if she had been willing to say, well, I'm not a Christian, I'm a Muslim, she would have been free. But she didn't, because her faith was too important to her. More important than her own life. She held on to her faith, and you know it worked out. God took care of her. For me, that's a reminder of how important it is to hold on to our faith. When times get tough, we're tempted to let go. We're tempted to say, well, you know, the faith tells me I should be living this way, and I don't see how that's going to work in my situation. So we let go, at least with one hand. But that's the wrong response. When things are difficult, we should hold on even tighter. We should hold on tight to our faith, because by holding on to our faith, we're holding on to God. And we might have to bump along and drag along in a little while, but it'll come out all right in the end. If we let go of our faith, thinking things will be easier, we end up getting lost. We end up losing our connection to God. But if we hold on to our faith, no matter how hard it is, eventually things turn out, and turn out well. If you hold on to your faith, and no matter what else you lose, you've still got the pearl of great price. If you let go of your faith, then no matter what else you gain, your life is never going to be what it should be. Keep the faith, and the faith will keep you.